Because Mendelweiss is sleeping with his son, a 24-year-old son that learns in Ar Yitzchak.
I know him.
He's a trainer.
I know him. Okay, let's learn. Okay, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehi
B'Yedeiv. Am I? Keep in mind, if you want diet code.
I need more diet,
Originally, one of the drinks was cocaine. That's the reason they called it Coca-Cola. Okay, which daf?
Today is
you don't want to continue from yesterday?
No, new daf, new day.
Why?
Because daf yomi.
But aren't you a kanai? I thought you were against
the... It's like you come to shul, and you may be late. What are you partially learning the Shabbos? Vayechi. Let's say last week we didn't lane. We're going to lane Vayigash? No, you got to lane the right lane. No matter what.
Comparable. You can't compare.
Shom Aleichem Shalom. Hatzadik Chosid, Ha'onor, Ha'yosha, Ha'tonim.
So which
you can hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I don't know if he's there.
Oh, I'm mute. Okay, now you can hear me. You hear me now?
Yeah.
All right.
Which staff?
We were on mute. We're muted. Has Kobosan.
Which staff?
Oh, very good. How much did you pay? $3.99? $14. It's a lot of money for a microphone.
After Marv, is it possible you could purchase something online?
Absolutely.
I'll pay you back, yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Let's learn.
On Amazon.
We're over here.
Which daf?
We are up to daf. When you finish shopping on Amazon?
What bracha?
You clean out. Virchas Amazon.
Oh, okay, not bad.
No, I don't like it, sorry.
Yeah, it's not such a knackadig joke.
He doesn't like it either, you see?
It's not so knackadig.
He doesn't like it either, you see? He's not so impressed. Let's learn.
Okay, which daf?
So today is daf lamed tesef. Chazaras Hashatz, the oldest joke in the world.
The what?
Chazaras Hashatz.
The what?
You have to take two shots. You have to take twice, so it's called Chazaras Hashatz.
I understand.
Chazaras Hashatz. Okay, we are up to today. Yesterday.
But you were learning Lamed Vav. How could it be Lamed Ches? How did you jump so?
Lamed Ches. We have to pay Lamed Ches.
Lamed Ches.
Today is Daf Lamed Ches. Let us start from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin on the base, and go Yosef Rabba of Rav Yosef Achori Rav Zeira.
Hold on a second.
Okay, that's where we're going to start. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How does it start?
It starts Yosef, 11 lines.
Hold on, Rav Yosef Rav Zeira.
Yosef Rabba of Rav Yosef. Okay, we have to go very, very quickly.
No, Rav Yosef Rav Zeira.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm like Rabba the Rav Zeira.
Yosef Rabba.
One second.
Zion of the base.
Yosef Rabba.
Zion base.
One second. Yosef Rabba.
Yosef Rabba. 11 lines from the bottom.
Three. I have a different source of that.
You don't have
a
different source.
I have Yosef Rabba.
Guys, Yosef Rabba. Rabbi Yosef Achori. Rabbi Zeira. Yosef Mahalab Zeira. Zeira was a very morose person in that. Come Rabbi Shachtil Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi got up and he shechted Rabbi Zeira. And why? Because Zeira was a very depressed person. Try to cheer him up.
Who said that?
That's
who said
that? So Rabbi was a very happy person. Rabbi was a very morose person. Yosef Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, they were both sitting achori behind Rabbi Zeira. But Yosef Rabbi Zeira came to Ula, and Rabbi Zeira was sitting for Ula. Amalei Rabba, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Rabbi Zeira. Boy, me remember Rabba, come Rabbi. They had the suit. These two people, Rabba and Rabbi Zeira, they had the suudas pudim together. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that sugya? They ate together suudas pudim. So what happened in the suudas pudim? They drank too much. They drank too much. What happened? Chayiv Adam lebasil bepuraya ad lo yada. After the castle, the rabbi got up and he slaughtered Rabbi Zeira. And what happened? He brought him back to life. And
by the way, here it says, "I'm like rabbi Rabbi Zeira." Doesn't it's supposed to say rabba?
I have rabba. My have rabba.
I'm like rabba. I'm like rabba Rabbi Zeira.
I have Yosef rabba.
No, and later. Later.
Achori Rabbi Zeira.
Me.
Yosef Rabbi Zeira came to Ula.
Me.
Amalei Rabba. I have Rabba.
I have Rabba. It's a mistake. Okay. Me.
Amalei Rabba Rabbi Zeira. Boy me. I want you to ask the following question from Ula. Hidbik me b'fnim b'hirtiach b'vuchot smahu. Let's say you marry b'fnim. Rabbi Sholimin, the goyim litzadik. Rabbi Sholimin, can you please put yourself on mute? We have funny sounds coming out of this console. Gvaldim shukayach. Here's a shayla. But me mulu hidik b'fnim here sichmu chos. Let's say you madbik b'fnim. You put the dough. We're talking about making matzah. You put the bread in an ilfas. Ilfas is a pan b'fnim, an utensil. You sichmu b'chutz, and you put the fire. With the pan on the fire.
You mean, normally,
the way you make bread.
You madabik the inside the oven.
There's a hefzel right here. There's a hefzel. The way you're making bread is not the normal way. Normally, you make bread by sticking the dough into the wall of the oven.
Right.
And the fire and the dough is being baked by the fire directly. There's no hefzel. There's no hefzel.
Wow.
There's a fire burning in the oven, and the dough is glued to the wall of the oven.
Yeah, but the one that's glued to the wall that comes around, that doesn't really get baked.
The part of the outer. No, so the truth is because
the
wall of the oven is so burning hot, it's getting baked from that side as well.
Oh, I see.
There's no hefsek. Ordinarily, when you bake bread, the correct way to bake bread is to put the bread, you stick the bread onto the wall of the oven, and there's an open fire. So the bread is being baked up against the open fire. Here we're discussing a unique situation where you're putting bread in a frying pan, an ilfas in a frying pan, and you are suspending the frying pan over a fire. So the pot, for cooking. So basically the pot is being mafsik between the fire and the bread. The question is this called the baking? Is this called baking, which is called lechem? Is this called, this create lechem? And you can use the yoytze, the chi of matzah, lel pesach.
Start again.
Hidbik. Boimle, hidbik b'fnim. If you put the dough inside of a pot, an ilfas in a pot.
Where does it say ilfas?
B'fnim. Rashi says.
I'm sorry. Ilfas. Rashi says
okay,
it.
So you put, you,
it's
you
like
put
a frying pan.
In the frying pan. V'rtiach b'vachutz. And you turn on the fire on the outside of the pan. Always there's a fire going on the outside.
Like today. Like you have
like in a pan. Like in a pan. What is halacha? Amalei, not like that. Not that we make matzah today. Today you make matzah. Today there's a fire, an open fire.
Sort of like when you make scrambled eggs. Yeah, the same concept.
No, that's how you're making.
In this situation.
In this situation, but it's not the correct way to make matzah. Ordinarily, when you make matzah, you make the matzah over fire.
I know.
So what is halacha mahu? What is the shalom here? Is mahu Rashi? What's the most question? Mi have lechem. Rashi learns the question of the Gemara is this called bread?
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, is it called lechem oini? Amalei mahu. Amalei mai emalei. So he said to him,
who?
Mahu. Amalei mai.
Ula answered back.
Right. So Ula answered back. Mai emalei. So he said back to him, what exactly? How should I ask the question? Was what are the exact words? What does it mean? The E, Aminalei, Omar.
Who is saying this? Ula?
Ula, right. Rabbi Zera said to Ula. Rabbi Zera said to Rabba, I'm sorry. Rabbi Zera, oh, Rabba. Rabba said to Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera, I want you to go to Ula and ask him this question. If you bake bread by putting it in a frying pan and putting the frying pan over an open fire, is this called lechem? So Rabbi Zera said, wait a minute, before I present the question, I have to be very precise. Ula does not mince words. I have to know the exact words I'm going to say to him before I go and ask the question. Omar le, my emole. What exactly, how should I phrase the question? Di amina le, omar le, hey nihu mais ilfas. Now what does that mean? If I look at Rashi, hey nihu, elu hein Maisa ilfus shenech luku boitz acham Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Shlokas. This is an old shayla. The I amin alei. If I will say to him, I'll ask him Omar li hey ni Maisa ilfus. Eilu hey Maisa ilfus kesher leher Maisa ilfus. Omar li the I amin alei Omar li hey ni Maisa ilfus. So here, nochmo Omar li. My emole, what should I say to him? The aminole, why should I bother wasting my time asking him this question? This is an old shayla. You see what I'm saying over here?
Yeah.
There's no need for me to ask him this question. This is an old question. Everyone knows the answer to this question.
What's the answer?
It's that's the previous Gemara from the Malach together.
Achoyt within the Chum and Rabbi Yochanan.
If you bake bread,
a three-way machlokes,
by putting it into a frying pan and then applying heat in the back of the frying pan, there's a machlokes, if this is called lechem or if this is called the ma'aseh kedera.
No.
The machlokes, therefore, you, Rabbah, are pressuring me to go ask Ula an irrelevant question. We know the answer to this question. You can look this up in the Halachapedia and you get the answer. It's machlokes between these different opinions. So, Amalei, my Amalei. What should I say to him? What kind of question is this?
Yeah, he's late.
If I will go and present this question, Amali, he will respond to me, hey, me and Maestro Ufas. We know the answer to this question. This is an old shaila. If you prepare bread in a frying pan, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and a Reish Lakish. So I don't need to go ask him this question.
And the Chachamim, three-way machlokes.
And the Chachamim as well, correct, the Chachamim as well. Rabbi Yehuda, on my Gemara, it corrects the mistake. On my Gemara, it says Chacham. They take the word Chacham and Rashi. It's a Tos Hadfus.
Yeah.
On my Gemara, I have the newest version of the Gemara.
That you omit Chacham.
Yeah, because there is no Chacham. It's all
only the Rabbi Yehuda and the Shlakish.
Some other word Chacham they got crept into.
Let me make this.
Yeah. Amalei Rav Yosef Rav Zera. So Rav Yosef said to Rav Zera, boy, me name it Me'ula. So now who steps into the question? Rav Yosef. So now Rab is silent. And now the one that speaks up is Rav Yosef. He says to Rav Zera, so you ask him the question like this. Boy, me name it Me'ula. He did me with him. V'yavuko kinegdo imam. If you madbik the bread inside of the frying pan, but the Abuka Kinegdo, what does it mean of Kinegdo? The Lamala Rashi says, the Choymo Eish Loyed the Ufis, the heat of the fire will loyate, will flicker from the Ufas, and the Maraf Yasai, Mahu, Mihave Kein Tanu or Loy. You hear the question? The question here is, he's saying,
who is correct?
Rav Yosef says, this is what I want you to eat. We know if you tap and go and you put the bread in the frying pan and you put the fire underneath the frying pan, that's an old machlekes really between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. There's nothing to ask, it's already been
right.
With machlekes.
Right.
So Rav was quiet. Rav Yosef now spoke up and he said to Rabbi Zera, please do us the favor, go to your Rebbe Ula and ask him this question. If you put the dough in the frying pan and you light a fire on top of the frying pan, not below the frying pan, on top of the frying pan, and the bread bakes, is this called lechem?
So again,
if you stick the dough inside of the frying pan, yavuka kinegdo, and there's a fire
not under but
on top of it.
Yeah, kinegdo.
Ma, what is aloha?
That's what you should ask Ula.
That's so Rav Zera san, I am not going to ask him this question because it's also simple as that. Amalei, my Amalei, Yaminalei, Amalei, say to me, Roiv Amin Oisin Kain. That's exactly the way poor people make big bread. Poor people, that's how they make bread. So, of course, this is called lechem on it. This is not a shaila. Rashi says, Kol Maisa Ulfas Kain, She'ein Lohem Eitzim Rekachu Mamar Lachos. That's how they do it.
You mean normally people that could afford to put wood under the pan?
No, they have an oven. Rich people have an oven, and they put the wood in the oven. Poor people do not have an oven.
So where did they get the fire? Where's the fuel?
So they make a fire on top. They have a navuka, a torch.
It was not so expensive.
So of course, this is a common way to make bread.
He was saying this is common knowledge because even Rav Zera knows this.
Yes, listen, it's not a shiloh. Omar Rav Asi. So therefore, Rav Asi says, everyone's saying in the Gemara, the end of the Gemara over here is this ma'aseh, the Rav Zera, the end of the day was,
he didn't want to
not end up asking Ula any question. Rabbah prodded him to ask the question.
So it looks like Ula was greater than all of them. He was
He was the Rebbe. It seems that he was the Rebbe. And Hanania, exactly. Vaita. Omar Rav Asi. You have to also understand that Rav Zera was a depressed person. We know that. I have it right over here.
He was by nature depressed.
It's a fact. I have
he brings from Gedolah.
This thing over here goes with the personality traits of all the people in the Gemara.
Are you serious?
It brings out their personality traits.
Who wrote the sefer?
It's over there. It's a two-volume sefer. They probably can find the article. That unbelievable. He goes to Ganshas, every single person. Yeah. And it shows you consistent.
Who is this? Is that Talmud Chacham?
Tremendous Talmud Chacham.
And he brings Uriah something?
Yes, he goes through Ganshas, he goes through all different cases, and he shows you a continuous pattern in their behavior and in their Hashkafa to bring out their personality.
So Rabbi Akiva, for example, Rabbi Akiva.
I remember. It's all there. Everything is in that sefer. It's an incredible sefer. It's beyond belief that what that guy ever put together. Rabbi Zera was a very sad person. He was Mas'abel, L'chubim Yerushalayim. Rabbi was a joker. He was a joker. And these two did not get along together because Rabbi was a joker and Rabbi Zera was depressed. And when you put a joker with a depressed person in the same room, then you can't screw in the light bulbs. Doesn't work. It doesn't go off well.
Chazan, not a joker. You mean a jolly person, a happy person.
A jolly person who makes a lot of jokes.
Wait, he says that Rabbi used to say a lot of Bills to
the let's go Baita, yeah. Baita.
I like Omar to see that say from
you. Omar Rasi, Isa Naidimar. And Naya Umfang, Mitten, Drinin, Daflam, Zayn, and the Bays. Omar Rasi, Isa Shomais, Shem, the Mayor, Kuturin, and Nakal. Naiso, the Doe, Mais, Shem. Hey, you go to Shalayim. You go to the Yerushalayim team, the Chaylus Yerushalayim and Ma'aseh Shem. What happens? You have Yisra Ma'aseh Shem, you live in Rameyah, Ketum and Al-Khala, you are exempt from giving Khala. Homeless and the things you have nothing yet to do with Matzah.
Is it that you bring up
and
you bake it, you have to eat Chaylus, if you bake it?
You have to go give Khala.
You're exempt from taking off Khala.
The Dibur, according to the Chachamim, Rashi says,
Chayevis. Why is that? What is the
problem? Rashi, look at Rashi. The mayor, the Omar Perik Shem, the condition, Maisa, Mom, the Loyahu. It's told in the Sugya, is Maisa Shemi, Mishulchan, the Voyako Zachu. If you hold the Maisa Shemi, is Mishulchan, the Voyako Zachu, you're exempt from giving Chala.
How do you know that?
Because it's Hashem's. You only give Mirei Shemi, so
it's Hashem. It's not yours. And the Chachaman?
The Chachaman, they hold that the Maisa Shemi is the Mom and Hediot. It's your property. The man is Reish Avisa Sechem. Now,
and what's that? According to Rav Meir, since it's Gemara, so the Torah says, man, that you have to eat it.
You have to eat, exactly.
But it's Gemara?
Yes, but it's not called Reish Avisai Sechem, so there's no chiyuv of giving challah on the dough of Ma'aseh Sheni. Now we turn the page. Okay, that's what Daf Yomi is about. It's about turning pages. Matzois shall Ma'aseh Sheni.
Matzois,
that's why we're learning this name, because when he comes back to Pesach. Matzois shall Ma'aseh Sheni. Are you going to show me everything about Matzah? Are you going to home?
By the way, this is a chedek of the brisa now?
Yes.
There's one brisa?
A chedek of the brisa. You have french fries with the french fries?
No.
What is that? What do you got there? Dips? You know how much sodium that has? It's literally poison.
No.
To make your blood pressure shoot up to the sky.
No.
I wouldn't eat that if I were you.
No. That's
oxygen. That's not going to help you. Blood pressure. That's the oxygen. That's not a blood pressure valve. That's not blood pressure. Show me your blood pressure. Don't go show me the oxygen level. Very good. So a chazara.
Yeah, we learned this already, right?
So matzos chleisvish. Matzos shomayis hasheni. The dinner may ain other yotz boyidei chayvasa b'pesach. Why? Because the government boy is all zach. Why not? It's only Rashi. Rashi only says ve'afilu loydorish oini loshma minus. What was the longest? So Rashi, answer your question. Why did we learn this before? We have a new drasha. We learned before the reason why you're not allowed to be not allowed. Why was the longest? Why was the longest? Because Ma'aseh Sheni is not Oini Aninos. Then with the Vav Oini with the Vav drasha Aleph Nine. So he holds Dibur Meir. So the Matzos. So what's the new Gemara? Matzos or Ma'aseh Sheni Dibur Meir. Ain other Yotze boy yidei chavos v'pesach. Dibur Chachamim Yotze boy yidei chavos v'pesach. Rashi. Ve'afil loy dorish oy ni lo shal aninus. You don't even come over that Joshua Kosher Meir. Be'in matzah shaloy v'lo shal gavoya. It's the more fundamental reason why you're not coming Yotze yidei chavos v'pesach. Because it's one gavoya.
Because he goes with that sheet, it's gavoya.
Matzah is lochem. You did lochem by matzah. You come on parach na mixiv matzah schem. Where does it say the word lochem by matzah?
The Gemara's going to ask that. The
Gemara's going to ask that.
The Gemara's going to ask that man.
And according to the Chachamim, we yoytze because according to the Chachamim, number one, they do not darsh in the drash of lechem oini, aninus, and number two, they hold that ma'aseh sheni is mamon hedyoit, so right. It's sheni called yours. Right, next sugya, we'll come back to this in a moment. Right, next halacha. Next, esrog shel ma'aseh sheni. Let's say you have a new position in esrog ma'aseh sheni. The divrei meir ein yoytze bo yidei chavoso biyontoi.
Because it's a lechem.
Lechem, it's not lechem gvaldi. The divrei chavoso biyontoi. Now, Yom Tovush, of course, there you go. Yom Tovush, Yom Tov Sheni is going to go. Anyway, the whole mitzvah of unless you live there, unless you live in Yerushalayim, you live in the Beis Hamikdash, there it's there is a mitzvah all 7 days.
In the Mikdash,
correct. Do you need lochem in the Mikdash all 7 days? That's another sugya. Just because you need lochem, you need lochem in the Mikdash all 7 days. I don't know the answer. I'm not answering your question. What? Why? Because it's not the same rules. The makor to darsh that you need to have the mikdash all 7 days is not from the pasuk lachem lochem, because the pasuk lachem lochem is turned to a head.
I check smachtem. Learn out from the pasuk smachtem.
Lochem in 1 day. By Yom Rishon, so therefore the makor that you have to take hold of an eshev all 7 days in the mikdash is not from the pasuk, and there it is not from the lochem.
Good point.
So I don't remember the maskamer. I think it's a sugya somewhere.
Lulu vakazel. Good point. Yeah.
Mask if Laura Papa. Now we have a kasha. Mazra papa. Bishlaim or Esau, Dixi, when it comes to dough, Dixi, when it comes to truma, we discuss that truma. I'm sorry, chala, there's not
a truma. I understand what Mayor says,
you're not going to. It's a lochem. Eshonam, it's a lochem. It's a lochem. Lochem, lochem, lochem. Hey, it should be only yours. And the matzah, mitzah, matzahschem. Where in the Torah does it say the word matzahschem? It says matzahs.
So this is all towards Rameir.
Right, how you know we live? Just because in Inokanami, if you hold that the Mayasashim is a problem with the Vareka Zahu, what's preventing you from being Yaitzi and Yaitzi and Yaitzi and Yaitzi and Yaitzi and Yaitzi? No, we have a Chol Torah Kul does it say the word matzahschem. Omer Rava, we didn't agree with Shlamya, Asya, Lechem Lechem, Gzeir Shava. It says with Lechem, we're comparing matzah to Who says it's the Rebbe Meir? Because it does not belong to the Shemayim.
For the Gzeir Shavu,
because yeah. No, first one at a time.
I'm sorry.
Say Chayes. Leima, the Mari says Leima Sayel, Mitzayel, Chay Nachach. This is not a riot, this is the Zelbazach. What do you mean Leima Sayel? Sayel means I bring you a support. I bring you a Makar, a source. This is literally word for word. This is not a Messiah. This is a carbon copy of what we just said. Lay Messiah.
A riot that what? That
the Gemara says, Lema, let us bring a Messiah, bring a raya, that the machlekes between the mayor and the chachamim, that if the matzah does not.
The
so the Gemara quotes this braisa, so the same as that braisa.
Ah,
we
just learned that, yeah.
So, fact the Gemara, this is a Messiah, Lema Messiah? Question mark. Hai Nuchach. This is the, you just quoted the same going in circles. The Gemara says, no, Chochi Kamar. Let me explain to you what I meant to say. Lema, let us suggest the following Yisoid. Midi Pligi be Esau, Bahanach Nami Pligi. In the same way, they argue regarding, Chala, we have your Bryce. Okay, we have your Bryce. This Bryce makes it. Right, now we learned before, when we start our Gemara is not a Bryce. Our Gemara is really a memoir. How did we start over here? We started here, Omar Rav Asi. Rav Asi is about memoir. It's not a braisa. Omar Rav Asi.
Yeah.
On the previous
slide. Yeah.
Rav Asi is not a braisa. He's an Amora.
Right.
He came much later on.
Correct.
And he's now coming along, he's making an analysis. Since we know there's Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes if Chala, if Maisa Sheini is Mishul Gavoya, or it's yours. Oh. Once we have that machlekes, we have a right to conclude that there are three different disagreements when it comes to chala and esroik and matzah. And now the Gemara says, you know what? If Asi said, you know what?
By the way, all of these three. This is all Rav Asi saying it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
All three. So now he's saying, since we have Machlokes Tanoim, Rebbe Meir, and the Chachamim, so once we know that according to Meir, it's Mishulchan Gavoy Kazachu, being that when it comes to these three mitzvahs, there's a din of Lachem, by Chala, by Matzah, by Esrek, according to Rebbe Meir, Lo Yatzah. And according to the Chum, that Meiser is your property, then you are going to be Yaitzeh. So now the Gemara is laying Messiah late. Now when the Gemara is arriving, what exactly, what is this? Is this, this a Brisa? Isa Shemaisa.
Oh, the Chayim, that's a Brisa.
Laying Messiah late, it is a Brisa. It is a Brisa. So Brisa goes back a previous generation. Laying over here, my Masifta Gemara, it says laying Messiah is a Brisa. This is a, it's a quotation from a real Brisa.
That what Rabasi says is correct.
Right, now probably it is a Brisa. Why then did the Gemara leave out the critical word, the
Right.
A Brisa should begin with Ditanya. And yet over here, it does not say the word Ditanya.
And not only here, and also Ravasi doesn't say
that. Well, Ravasi cannot say Ditanya. Ravasi is an Amoira.
But he's quoting a Brisa.
No, he's not. Ravasi is coming to conclude on his own.
Okay,
that's exactly the point. Ravasi over here is a Chocham. He's Levin Dover Mitach Dover. Once we know this Lachloikas Rebbein Nechachamim regarding is Meiser Sheni Mishulchan Gavoyka Zachu, La Mishulchan Gavoyka Zachu, so we can deduce that when it comes to these three halachas, according to Emeo, lo yotza. So the Gemara says Rav Asi is brilliant. He was machaving to a brisa. Coming to a brisa. Lema Messiah.
So you're just asking, why does it say Tanya?
If this really is a brisa, it should say the Tanya.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know how you know that, but over here in the Masifta, it says Lema Messiah Rav Asi meha brisa. He calls this a brisa. How did
he brings against me a brisa?
How did the Masifta perish know that this is a brisa? Does Rashi say anything over here?
No.
There's no Rashi on this. So I don't know how they knew that. Or maybe we know because we look at the Masoras HaShas. The Masoras HaShas takes it. It's a brisa. It should say the Tanya. What else is the brisa? If Azi's not a brisa, what are you talking about? What's going on here? Exactly. So that's the kash. What do you mean, Messiah? Living a raya. Hay nuach. Let's ease us. So let's do the Gemara. Lema Messiah. Le Gemara's the kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that is why you say Messiah. Le Hay nuach. Umahu lema. The Gemara's question, according to the Masifta, is on the word lema. Exactly, dear mayor. So when the Gemara, the Gemara is correct. We brought a riot to Rav Asi. Rav Asi is an Amoira. An Amoira doesn't have a right. Oh, it's a Vaday Raya. The word lema has a connotation that if you want, you can argue. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Let's think about it. It's not a maybe, it's a vadai. So the Gemara's question is, lema? This is ironclad. Rav Asi is an Amoyah. He made a statement. And the Gemara says, Messiah, we have a proof that he was correct because we found the Brisa, so this is exactly what he said. So the Gemara says, so if that we found the Brisa that says exactly what he says, why did you explain it with the terminology of lema? It's not a suffix. Lema? It's a hay muhach. So the Gemara says, no, there is a lema. Because this brisa only mentions one of the three cases. This brisa only mentions the case of challah. It does not discuss matzah and esrei. So there we have to extrapolate on our own, and the same thing would be true here as well. Maybe you can. There's a reason why you can be challah. So the Gemara is hochikamar. Lema, let us suggest. Would the pligi be Esau? Bahanach, nami pligi. Let us suggest the same way they argue by the Baruch Nami Pligi. Or Dilma, no, maybe there's a reason to say there's a thing between Matzah and Esrei and Challah. Why? Shani Chosim, the Tzidit says by Challah, Arisoy Sechem, yours. Arisoy Sechem, Arisoy Sechem, Trey Zinei. It says the word Lachem twice. So Shone Olav Akosav La'akev. If it says it twice, it's dead serious that it has to belong to you. But when it comes to matzah, just because by matzah doesn't say anything, by the way, and by esrei, it says only one time. So maybe the Torah is not didactic. It's not meant to be in Megus's drasha. Maybe it's not a full fledged raya. Okay,
so therefore,
the end of the day is we have a brisa that says for sure. And there's machlekes or mei and nechum when it comes to challah. That's a given.
Yeah.
We have an amoira,
yeah.
An amoira by the name of Rav Asi,
yeah.
Who on his own logic has revealed that in his opinion, the same way a mei and nechum they argue regarding challah, they will argue regarding matzah and esrog if you're going to be yotzei.
How did he lose? How did he lose?
Because the longest is the svara. The svara is.
But you could say only challah because it says twice.
So that's why the Gemara says that it's not an absolute raya. You can say a svara azoy, a svara azoy. Okay, now we go to a new Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, new halacha. Mahu sheyotzah adam lechavasa bechala shalai shem Yerushalayim alivu dravesi hagul Yerushalayim. Mashallah azoy. In Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim are you allowed to, until now, we as a shalom, Yotzei, war is coming to limit the previous shalom. Can you be Yotzei lechavasai, the Pesach, is vice or shame. So right now, how do we learn that question? We don't think, where are you eating it? Ma'is Hashem can only be eaten where? In Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. In Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
So if you're not in Yerushalayim, you're not even allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it, you're in violation. So the word now is coming to explain the question. I'm eating the Ma'is Hashem in Yerushalayim, in the correct location. The word explains. Listen. Ma'hu sheyotzo adam lechavasa v'chala shalmais v'chala. It's a chala. Not Ma'is Hashem, I'm sorry. Chala. Chala. Here's the case. I'm eating now the chala of Ma'is Hashem in Yerushalayim. Now, remember, who says Yemafish chala? Whoever said the mafreshalo on Ma'is Hashem, according to the Chacham, according to the mayor, you're not mafreshalo on Ma'is Hashem. Period.
Right.
Because Ma'is Hashem is mamon gavoya.
Yeah.
Mamon, it's not called arisa seichem, so there's nothing to discuss. There's no need to mafreshalo. According to the Chacham, Ma'is Hashem is your property. It's yours. The mail, if it's yours, is a chiyuv d'oraisa to mafreshalo. Arisoy seichem, your dough. Ma'is Hashemi, according to the Chacham, is yours. So you have an obligation to mafreshalo. I was mafreshalo. And now I want to eat the challah. Kohen wants to eat the challah in Yerushalayim. What's the shiloh? So who's eating this? A kohen is eating this. Challah shal Ma'is Hashemi Yerushalayim. Alivod, Rabbi Yossi, Agubi, Leiti, Boilach. Why? What does it mean? They're not eating the shiloh. There's none to discuss. So Yosef really holds that you're not even Yotzei with chulin of Ma'is Hashem. But chalos and boilin. Look at Rashi explains the question. Rashi explains. Rabbi Yosef really demal el Yotzei zeh nechal ba'aninus. Rabbi Yosef really says that Ma'is Hashem lechalti mineni be'oni. I think what was his drasha? Al tiki be'oni with an ayin. Rather with an aleph aninus, so he held that Ma'is Hashem. Even if you hold that Ma'is Hashem is mamon kibbutz, you're not going to be yotzei lechi vasa to Pesach because.
But we're not talking about Pesach now.
You're not allowed because of the drasha.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Pesach. That I've given from the Ma'is Hashemi on Pesach. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef Agulli, the question does not even begin. Why not? Because even if I was chulin Ma'is Hashemi, I could have been Yotzei Lechavasa. According to Rabbi Yosef Agulli alone, because he holds what? What does he hold? He holds, it says, Lechem Oini. Oini is Moshma Ninos.
Since it's Ma'is Hashemi.
And the Torah says, Lechem Oini. You have to be able to eat matzah from the type of food that you're permitted to eat in the state of aninus. And being that Ma'is Hashem cannot eat in the state of aninus, you cannot be yotzei lechavasa in such type of food. Okay, that was the judgment we had before.
But here challah is different, because the challah, it's not Ma'is Hashem anymore. It's separated from Ma'is Hashem.
So you sing along. So we show Zev, and showing the Yotzei, once you mafresh challah, is no shaykhs to Ma'is Hashem anymore. No. The Gemara is saying, the Gemara making this statement, the Gemara is acknowledging your question, The fact that we're asked to make the statement, is coming from knowledge, teaching you a Kiddush, a tremendous Kiddush, that the Tzvei meaning Ma'is Hashem. There's Ma'is Hashem Shel Chulin, and there's Ma'is Hashem Shel Chala. Lamayim Afkamina, where can you call in Chala? Regular Chala. Anywhere in the whole Eretz Yisrael.
But here he has to...
Anywhere, even the Chutzpah.
Since it's Ma'is Hashem, he has to eat...
Yerushalayim. Can you give Koyim, only if you have to give Challah from grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael? Well, we do in America. Why are we doing in America? We call Moshe Osej, why are we mafresh Challah in the Rabban? It's only in the Rabban.
Because it has to be grown in Eretz Yisrael, the Raisa.
It's the Oretz, only in the Rabban. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the Raisa. It's the rice, but the Zman Hazeh is also not the rice. Because once it's the whole lumps of why it's not in the Zman Hazeh, the rice, even there it's a shop. Kol Moshe Osechem, Zman Shekol Moshe Osechem Shom, the majority, that's what someone said, if the majority of Klaus will be living in Eretz Yisrael, then in the Chayim, you might have to be the rice.
Whether it is a Mitzmikdash or not, it will not call
Yisrael. Yeah, the majority has to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, by the way, is the majority of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael today? Almost, if not maybe, because how many do you know in America, in the world today? No one knows for sure.
A million?
Approximately 50 million. There are approximately 14 million Jews living in the world today, approximately. That is the estimate. And how many Jews live in there to show? 7 million. So therefore, that's the answer to the question. Do we count non-religious Jews in this equation? The Pashtus is not. So if that's the case, though, then it doesn't really change anything because most fringe Jews, where do most religious Jews live today? I don't know. I think that's true. Where do most religious Jews live today? How many religious Jews are there in America? How many religious Jews? Not too many. Not too many. A couple of thousand.
And a couple of thousand. Far more.
What? 50,000 religious Jews? How many?
Much more.
Show me a shot. Shomer Shabbos. How many Jews in America today are Shomer Shabbos? Not more than 100,000. What? Whoa, what did you say? A million Jews in America are Shomer Shabbos? Are you out of your mind? A million Jews in America are Shomer Shabbos? You'll be lucky if you can find 100,000.
Ah, much more.
Go look, how many? Good point. You're making a good point. So 300,000.
Much more than 300,000.
You're making a good point. You're making a very good point. I didn't like that.
I'm a mother.
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Yes, it is a case.
You have to go look online. I'm sure you can find the stats online. I don't know. Good point. Good point. Where are the majority of Jews living today, religious Jews living today?
New York.
In New York? I don't think so. In New York, so. Mustaver, the majority.
Sure?
I don't know. All right, this is the entire discussion. Let's go by it. Chala in Chutz La'oretz is the Rabbana. In Eretz Yisrael, when everyone is there, it's the Raisa. So now, what happens if you get to
the Does that include open orthodoxy also?
No, I include Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos.
But you have open orthodoxy, they have Shomer Shabbos.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Right. Boy, I'm just going to look. Now she yots all the b'lech of us in the chalosh and ma'is Hashem in Yerushalayim. So therefore, this is the chiddush. There are two different types of chala. There's chala, that's a regular chala, which you can eat anywhere in the world.
Chulam, yeah.
You can eat anywhere in the Gansu world. If someone has chala, derais, and also you can get a plane with you to chutz li'aretz, you can eat this yots also. But there's a challah called the challah of Ma'is Hashem. That's Tzveidinim. Tzveidinim is in challah of Ma'is Hashem. You might not have to eat. You only can eat this challah where? Inside Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Oh, so now, if you can't even eat chulin Ma'is Hashem in Yerushalayim, in Matzah, because Lechem Oini, denies you, does not allow you. So Kol Shekein, challah Ma'is Hashem. It's challah of Ma'is Hashem. This challah must be in Yerushalayim.
Because of
Yoichi,
not
Yoichi. Exactly.
What's the Lashon Tzimbolach? You didn't
pay your...
What's the Lashon Tzimbolach? You left that. Lashon Tzimbolach.
I was close. Lashon Tzimbolach. Madoch. Bechulun Loi Nafik. If you cannot be Yoichi, Yosef Matzah with Chulin of Ma'is Hasheni, Chulin because of Lechem Oini, the Joshua Oini. So, B'chaloso Mibaya? Is there a Havamina? That you would be able to be Yosef with Chala of Ma'is Hasheni Matzah? Of course not. There's no question. It's the same exact thing. It's the same thing. Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini means bread, which you're permitted to eat. Yosef Aminas. An Oinin is not allowed to eat Meiser, and it's not allowed to eat, Truma. That's the Mibai. It goes without saying. If a Koin is an Oinin, is he allowed to eat Truma?
No,
why not? Because he's not showing, he's not instead of Shmir, to guard from coming Tomei.
Yeah.
So Kol Shekin, Madoch, you're not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni instead of Aninus, and that's why it's not kosher for Lechem Oini. Kol Shekin Chala, which is Truma, cannot be eaten for Lechem Oini because that may not be eaten instead of Aninus.
What's the reason why?
The Gzeres HaKosov, Lechem Oini. Oini means type of grain which one can eat in a state of aninus.
Yeah.
Is a coin allowed to be truma and aninus? No. Why not?
And chala is a din of truma?
Yes. Chala is truma. Absolutely. 100%. Vadai vadi. Chala is a form of truma.
Yeah. Okay. Truma gadai.
So kiti bo was a shayla aliba drabi akiva. Bechulin chal vim dinafik. He does not hold of the drasha lechem only. He holds you can be yotze.
Dinafik means you can be
yotze. Yotze. The mitnu yesh lohem heter b'may shabbos. What does that mean? Mitnu. Why can you yotze say? Let's say it becomes tummy. Let's say the ma'aser sheni becomes tummy. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? Look at Rashi. Rashi dibur hamaskel ki kibolach on yotivu. Explains it so beautifully. Rashi. The loy darish oini. Umil hetter ben shabbos boy kidemil el bikudim mehai taima. Now here's the chiddush. This is a very important halacha that we have to be aware of. Matzah. This we didn't learn this in social. We did not learn this yesterday. Today.
Matzah.
The only type of grain that's fit to eat for matzah is a grain that you can eat in the entire world. In the entire world. If you cannot eat this grain in the entire world, then you cannot be Yotzei Lichavos LePesach. Therefore, for example,
why?
It's a drasha. The drasha, I remember drasha Kikinil El. Bikurim, the test, what is it? It's test, and it says Daflam Golden Aleph. I don't remember the drasha.
I'm probably saying it.
I don't remember the drasha. Give me a in order to be eligible to eat matzah, the grain has to be able to be eaten anywhere in the world. Bikurim, can the koyin yotz and the day for the matzah with bikurim?
Because he needed to know Toys Rabbah.
No, because bikurim can only be eaten in Eretz Yisrael. Havesim Shom, you have to bring it to Davka to Eretz Yisrael.
Is it important to everybody that the matzah has to be eaten?
Yes, everyone agrees. Did you know that halacha? I know that halacha.
So
if you bring bikurim to the kohen, bikurim, it's a very unique, it's a very important thing to know about bikurim. It's a very hilchos kazakh, very important everything to know about bikurim. Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. I never knew that.
You never know bikurim has to be eaten. Of course, it has to be eaten.
You bring it to Yerushalayim. Let's say the kohen is going on vacation. You bring the bikurim to the kohen.
Yeah.
And the kohen now is going on vacation to Niagara Falls. He's going to get on a plane. He's going to America. This is Enochel in America. He wants to take along with him to America on a plane some of the bikurim. Why not? Could he take Truma with him home? Can a Kohen take with him Truma out of Eretz Yisrael back to Chutz La'aretz? Yes, he can. So the same way a Kohen can take Truma.
No, we just said now.
Bikurim is more chomer in this respect, it seems.
Remember, we just said before, Chal has to be eaten within the Kohen, I mean, Shalom.
No, Chal does not have to be eaten. There's not only Ma'aser Sheni has to be eaten.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ma'aser Sheni.
Or Ma'aser Sheni. I want to go right, but the more point over here is this is a halacha. The more is a drasha. The drasha is that the matzah must come from a grain that can be eaten anywhere in the world. So, fact the Marakasha, Ma'aser Sheni, really Ma'aser Sheni, only in Yerushalayim. Only, really, what do you eat Ma'aser Sheni? It's only if it was the Marakasha. What? Oh, you just gave the answer. This potential. Even though Taka, you're only allowed to eat the Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, but what happens if the Ma'aser Sheni becomes Tamei? What do you do? You redeem it.
One second, the Yidu brings it. Oh, I'm sorry, Ma'aser Sheni. Okay.
Let's say the Ma'aser Sheni becomes Tamei. What do you do? You can't eat it anymore. You redeem it. And then what do you, what, after you eat it, what do you do with it? You can take it back home with you on the plane back to America. So therefore,
it's not chalma shen, you could eat it anywhere?
Yes. But when it comes, there are certain types of things, like the let's lechem apanim. The lechem apanim, can you... No, it has kedusha, you're not allowed to be mezalzel. You're not allowed to be mezalzel. There are limitations. It's still called ma'aseh sheni. It's still, you're saying very good.
But not to the point you have to eat it in Yerushalayim.
He's saying that it's still called ma'aseh sheni. You're right, in Echanami. It's still called ma'aseh sheni, but you're allowed to eat this ma'aseh sheni in Gansino. Once halos upon it in ma'aseh sheni, you're limited to mevazet. You can't go just go, you know, give it to the dogs. You have to have a certain sanctity. Oh, if that sanctity is only Yerushalayim, it can come in. Oh, it can come in, so now, it's a very good point you're making. There's a din of Mayas Hashemi.
Yes, you did, don't lie.
Why? What? That's our kasha. That's machlokes. So call the chum you can. We just learned that like, two minutes ago. Where have you been? The chum said you can make Mayas. You can make Mayas. You can be Yoytzi the chavosai of Matz out of Mayas Hashemi according to the chum. It's your moment. The shayla now is a new shayla. What about the challah? What about the challah of Mayas Hashemi? The challah ma'aseh sheni. So let's go. Challah can be in anywhere in the world. Let's see over here. Back to how the Gemara. Why, when it comes to chulin, can you eat anywhere in the world? Because if chulin, we're building up the question. Chulin. That it becomes tamei, I can technically take it anywhere in the world. I can eat it. There's potential. The reason why, according to the Chum, you can yoytze dechavasai with ma'aser sheni, that's chulin, is because I can eat it anywhere in the world. What do you mean? If it becomes diati in Yerushalayim, no. If it were to become tamei, I would be permitted to redeem it and take it to anywhere in the world. To this potential. But what about challah? If challah of ma'aser sheni becomes tamei, what do you do with it? You burn it. You don't eat it anymore. So there's no potential for me to eat challah.
Oh, you mean there's no such a thing for him to redeem the challah?
No! When challah, there's no redemption. You have to burn it in Yerushalayim. You don't go eat it, you don't take it out.
You mean if my sheni becomes tamei, then you're undead?
You can redeem it. It becomes
tamei. One second. And therefore, even in court,
therefore, there's potential to be eaten anywhere in the world.
Correct.
But challah.
One second. And therefore, what does that have to do with matzah?
Because there's a condition. There is a condition in the law of matzah, the drash nafan mamud aleph, that the grain that you use to prepare matzah must have potential to be eaten anywhere in the ganze Welt. And therefore, if ma'aser sheni...
So according to Rav Akiva, you could eat ma'aser sheni even before, even if it's not tumah, because if it becomes tumah, that's a chiddush.
Yes, exactly. But what about challah?
Now, others disagree. Rav Akiva is up in...
But what about challah? If challah becomes tumah, can you redeem it?
And no,
it has to be burnt. The avochal the imit more less they have to be much shows the lestreifa also because it goes the streifa
and therefore loy nothing
is that's one approach.
I'm sorry, one second. And therefore chali cannot be yoytze
exactly
if it's not too much that's
exactly
it,
there's no potential. Oy dilma. Exactly, we just said you have to burn it. If it's tahor, you can eat it in Yerushalayim. But eating in Yerushalayim is not enough because the drasha tells us that there must be potential to eat it anywhere in the ganze Welt. There must be potential to eat anywhere in the ganze Welt. Or Dilma, or then you say a swell like this. I'm going to say, hey, since the Inu lo korale shem, the chiddush over here is that when it was tevel, here's the chiddush. The chiddush is, ein hochinami. Look at it like this. Look at this svara. Right now, what do I have in my possession? I have my possession challah. Here it is, right over here. Right now, there's no hope. Right now, all hope is lost. Because this can only be in the tahara here in Yerushalayim. And if it becomes tamei, it has to be burned. So there's no hope in the world for this thing to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. It's ma'aseh sheni. Ma'aseh sheni cannot leave Yerushalayim, and being that it's challah also in addition, so that means I have to eat it over here. If it becomes tamei, then I have to burn it. So there's no way I can ever end up eating this outside of Yerushalayim. However, I didn't have to separate this particular piece of grain as chal. You don't need to come on. Ma'aseh Sheni is better. You don't need to come on to that side of Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni, even after you make it into Ma'aseh Sheni, I can still eat it in the Gansadot. This as far as a much more forced swara. He said, even though taco right now there's no hope. I didn't need to separate this particular piece of bread as challah. I could have selected any one of any part of the loaf, any loaf as a challah. When you make challah, you make a clump of dough. I can take the clump of dough from any portion. So originally it had, but right now it's taco too late. Who says you have to go look into the future?
Well, that really, you could say another
pshat
besides
Hannah and Rabbah.
You could say another
pshat,
but both of them are
Shimon. Fine, this is not a hoyle. We're saying now that in the past, right now you are correct. There's no hope. Right now we're locked in reality. But it didn't, being that it did not have to be like this. This was not his destiny from the time it was created. It could have, I could have taken another portion of the dough as the challah.
Okay.
And what I'll be holding in my hand could, theoretically, had I been chulin.
But
and if it was chulin,
yeah, but mere fact, you have chosen that.
You're right. So right now, at this moment in time, I'm locked into a future. But didn't have to be like that. I didn't have to be like that. All we're looking for here is potential. We're not looking for reality. Know the expression, don't confuse me with the facts.
No, you're holding back tomorrow.
Don't confuse me with the facts. What?
I'm holding back the remnant.
Exactly. Exactly.
No.
The Gemara said maybe that's another slur.
You don't know how to explain the steel.
He's asking a good question.
No.
He's asking, where do you see a precedent for this? Show me another example in the Chotar and Kula.
What does
Hoyle is the future. Hoyle Mikli Acham is the future. It's not an example.
Right, it's the future.
The future. What gives you the right to go backwards in time? You're asking for a legal precedent. A legal precedent. Where do you find such a thing? You're asking, where is it? I don't know. So that's the Morris Kasha. By Dil Makiva Khalid. Yeah. Is that? I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know. We know too much. I don't know anything. I just know that we're reading a few lines over here. Look, he's in two places at the same time. He's over here, he's over there.
So what is he trying to say?
Oi Dilma, or do we say, Oi Dilma, that you just needed to be
just
being that, what I'm holding in my hands right now, in the past, had potential not to be Meinzer Sheni, which should have allowed me to eat it anyway, not be challah.
Oi
Dilma, or do we say, almost the place again, Oi Dilma, I'm in the whole sense, even though Korah is Sheni, if I did not call what I'm holding my hand as challah, and I would have just been regular Meinzer Sheni, that's not challah. And the itzme, if it will be contaminated,
then you redeem it, and then have to go out.
So hashtam enough.
Could be yaitzah.
Could be yaitzah. The mitzvah of matzah. So hashtam enough. So even though right now it's already in a matzah of challah, and it's in the kohen's possession, and right now this thing is not leaving Yerushalayim edible, it doesn't matter. Since there was once a contract potential, should be enough. So therefore, these are the two sides of the coin of the dilemma.
So what's the answer?
We're not even finished yet. Even though the other ones make the question even more complex. Even though some say, the way you presented the question is dvar pshutim ad ma'oid, dvadai amrinon hoyel. Here am I so shleimi. The Gemara is saying, this question is super simplistic. A koyein according to the chachamim. According to the Akiva, a kohen can be
yotzei
with a tzivasa in Pesach with matzah that came from challah of ma'isa sheni. You hear ma'isa? Why? Because even though right now this matzah cannot leave Yerushalayim, if it becomes tummy, it has to be burnt, and there's a requirement that the chomei matzah has to be able to be eaten anywhere in the world. And there's no longer future potential for this matzah, being that it did not have to be challah. It could have turned out that this was not challah. That's good enough. Where then is the shayla? Kiti boy loch mashallah here is challah halakuach b'kesef ma'aseh sheni. Beautiful sugya. This is a sugya. After the mishnayis and sefer ma'aseh sheni. You know what mishnayis shloni? Shloni, you learn mishnayis. If you learn mishnayis, you know this gemara like nothing. What do you forget? This gemara is a chiluk in the kedusha. We show the mishlita. We ask our Rebbe, the goyin, the gadol hador, to please mute himself. There's a lot of funny sounds that come out of your phone. Vayta. Reality or Shiloh. Mm-hmm. Show me. Can you hear yourself? We have funny sounds. We have funny sounds coming on your phone. So, but. You leaving us?
Therefore,
this potential to take it out of the way you can do it.
I'm going to go to the hospital.